Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dolphins Show, we're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And if you're watching us on YouTube, which you can, of course, at the Team 980, you see Casey Krueger, defender of the Washington Spirit, or I guess defender for the Washington Spirit. You could be the defender of the whole crest, Casey. Defender of the Spirit.
I don't know. That's a tough title.
sounds like a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, a little too much for me.
We're going to get the not fun stuff out of the way first. You guys obviously had some fairly significant news that broke late last week, officially announced by the club this weekend. Yonah Geraldes is leaving for France. Adrian Gonzalez, who was the interim head coach at the start of last season, is going to get the full-time job later on this month. How did you guys find out about that, and what is your reaction to it?
Yeah, definitely big news. Coaching change is never easy, of course, but we had, you know, a players-only meeting where it was addressed. And yeah, we're excited because, you know, Adrian's been here. It's not like we're getting someone new, you know. He's been here. He's established. He's done excellent here. And so we're excited for that and thankful for our time with Jonah as well.
What was playing for Audrey like at the beginning of last year? Because every player I talked to was like, he's awesome. I love that guy. Why do players like him so much? Who is Adrian Gonzalez?
Yeah, he's the best. I mean, we had like brand new, you know, staff, brand new team, and I didn't really know what to expect. But I mean, we really hit the ground running because of him and the way that he coached and the energy he brings and the standard that he holds us to. And I think it showed pretty quickly in the results last year.
As someone who was coming in, like, you're obviously by nature of your space in the league, like, you're going to be looked at as a leader. You're a vet. You've been an amazing player in this league for a long time. You were also brand new last year. So what was it like kind of adjusting to all the newness for you? And then, you know, how much different is it, you know, knowing that there's going to be an adjustment period this year, but you obviously know Adrian, you're not new to the team, and everyone kind of understands what's at stake here.
Yeah, it was kind of an interesting dynamic coming in, being a new player last year, but also being like one of the oldest players. And I still don't necessarily see myself as a leader, but it's a role that, you know, like I need to take. I'm more of the, you know, lead by example type. But I think, coming in last year, the staff is just incredible and the transition was seamless. And, you know, it's easy when you have amazing players both on and off the field. So I think, yeah, the chemistry developed pretty darn quickly. And so that's why I think we're confident, you know, again, with this transition, I think it'll be pretty seamless as well.
This has been a very interesting year for your team, as Casey Krueger from the Washington Spirits with us here on the Hoffman Show. 1-3-1 at home, 5-0-0 on the road. Also, obviously, there's been a ton of injuries. You and others have gotten back into the lineup as of late. And I talked to Hal about this a couple weeks ago, about just kind of looking up to that box that you all sit in when you're hurt and being like, man, that's a goon squad up there. Can't wait till everyone's back out there. what was it like for you to, you know, have those experiences to watch with your teammates, but then ultimately now getting the chance to be back on the field? You're out there for 80 minutes in the last game. What's it been like to get back on the field and take whatever you saw from that view from on high and get back into the mix?
Yeah, it's always tough, you know, having an injury and being sidelined, but it's also a time to take a step back and sort of gain a new perspective on things and see the game from, you know, a different perspective. And so, yeah, that's just what I try to do. Luckily, wasn't out too long, but was hungry to get back. And I think, yeah, I think that was the biggest thing, was just trying to get back. And we're slowly getting people back and getting the group back together. And yeah, hopefully we can keep pushing forward.
Do you feel like, I know this might be a hard question to answer without doing too, like giving away, like, yeah, we made this tactical change and hey, North Carolina, here's what we did. But there was obviously some issues on the defensive side. Like, do you guys feel confident now with the international break, with you and Hal and others back in the fold, that has been, you know, like you had an idea what was going wrong and now you feel pretty good about it moving forward?
I think one of the focuses has definitely been like defending the box. We've seen the same goal kind of happen a few times. And so that was something that we took a look at. Those are details that you have to train. And we have, and we've gone over those details. So I think, yeah, it'll continue to get better and better. And like you said, as we continue to get more defensive players back as well, that definitely helps.
Larry, let's talk about one of my favorite moments of the season so far. The moment against Utah. Because that was like, it felt like a release for those of us in the crowd, because it was a very frustrating, very tense game. And all of a sudden, there you go. You create the moment at the end. What's your vantage point on that game tying goal? That obviously, you know, it ends in a draw, but, you know, one of those draws that feels more like a win than a loss.
Yeah, I know. As soon as I went in, I was like, we are not losing this game. Like, we need to turn this around. And I just wanted to do anything I could to help turn things around. But yeah, as soon as I saw Tara start the play, I was like, oh, this ball, she's going to cross this ball. It's going in the box. So I need to get my butt in the box and do what I can to get on the end of it.
You've played with so many great center backs over the years, whether it's U.S. Women's National Team, Chicago, or now here. But is it just different when Tara gets forward, knowing like somewhere deep in the back of your mind, like, oh yeah, she used to do this for real. Like she used to be a forward and a pretty good one. And so is it a little bit different of an approach as you're, you know, maybe playing her back, or, you know, telling, you know, other center backs like, hey, how about you don't go too far forward? And for Tara, it's like, go, go, go.
I know. I love it. It's like, keep going, go score. Like, you can do that. That's fine. You're good.
Yeah.
She does it all. Yeah, absolutely. It's, yeah, she's incredible. She's, her growth has been so great to see. Just back there as a center back and now getting rewarded for it, being, you know, a regular with the national team. So I think that's been really cool to see. But anytime she takes the ball forward, I'm fully confident she's going to make something happen. It's going to be dangerous.
What has it been like, kind of the outside back meeting room, if you will? You have Gabby, who's an international caliber player. McKenna is now getting frequent call-ins to the U.S. national team program with the U-23s. Paige Mateer had a kind of a breakout season last year at that spot, and hopefully she'll be back sooner rather than later. So what's it been like to have that group and your position group, you know, to train with every day and to meet with and to just be around?
Yeah, it's an incredible core group. All those players, and Kate Wiesner as well is another one, great player, and she's coming back as well. And yeah, we're just pushed every single day. It's a tough group, but also a really awesome group. And we're constantly, we're just like pushing the standard every day.
Casey Krueger with us here on the Hoffman Show. Casey, we've seen you carrying Caleb everywhere. one of the OG moms, and one of the people that, like, if you say the moms of the NWSL, you're one of the first names that comes to mind. And I know that Andy Sullivan came to you when, you know, fairly early on when she was ready to start telling people that she was expecting. What were those early conversations like? I think, you know, all of us who have known Andy, and I've been lucky enough to know Andy for a long time, like, so excited for her and Drew and to for them to have a little one running around. What were some of those conversations like about motherhood with Andy?
Oh my gosh, just so emotional for her. Like, her and Drew are the best humans on the planet, and they're just going to be the best parents. So just first and foremost, was so happy for her. And then, of course, giving her any knowledge that I had, but, you know, you never know what you're going to get with the baby. But I just am so happy for her, and I can't wait to see her take that next step. As a mom, she's going to be incredible, and I'm excited for her comeback as well.
Yeah, for sure. North Carolina this weekend, incredible challenge with Sanchez and you know everything they've got going there. She's been really a creative force this season, trying to get the chemistry right with her and Jaden Shaw. But like, you never want to be the team where it's like, oh, that's when North Carolina really figured that out. What are some of the things y'all are looking at and some of the challenges that you see that this North Carolina team presents?
Yeah, they definitely, they love to keep the ball. We know that. They're very dangerous in the attack. They've got really, they've got world-class players, as you mentioned, and just so technically sound. So I think all of those things, just looking at all of those things, and I don't want to get into our game plan too much, but yeah, of course, definitely trying to account for them as well.
All right, last thing for you, Casey. I've just kind of made it my point to collect these stories because Croy came back, and she had that first touch where she trapped the ball, you know, off a 60-yard ping from Sandy and just, like, kept moving. Like, that's a thing that human beings are supposed to be able to do. And so now every Spirit player I have on, I'm just asking, what's the craziest thing you've seen Croy Bethune do with a soccer ball?
Just break ankles, honestly, on the daily, literally. Just casually, you know. It's, I mean, she's incredible. She's so special. But it's something every day. I'm just like, wow. You're incredible, Croy.
Is it different? Like when you, if all of a sudden she comes into your area of the field, are you like, not me, not today? Or are you in the moment?
I mean, I think a little part of me is like, great, got to go 1v1 with Croy today, you know, turn it up. No, but I love it. She makes everybody better around her for sure.
Just, you know, make sure that if the social team's around or cameras around, be like, no, deleted footage. No, not. She does it to other people in a game. I will share that video. We can get the hits then. Not inter-team violence. We don't need that. Casey Krueger of the Washington Spirit. She will, of course, with her teammates, be on the pitch this weekend. Sunday game, 4 o'clock, if you want to get out to Audi Field. Some tickets still available. Going to be a fun one out at Audi. Casey, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Casey Krueger with us here on the Hoffman Show. When we get back to the top story of the day and what I can't stop thinking about when it comes to the Knicks and their firing of Tom Thibodeau. But first, the rest of the latest in the world of women's sports. It's presented to you by Wawa Chicken How You Want at Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Mystics and Liberty tonight. Mystics and Fever tonight. Don't look at me like that, Anthony. I knew what it came out of my mouth was incorrect information, unlike the other times when I don't.
Just caught me off guard.
Yeah, I said the wrong thing. I was seeing if you were paying attention.
Was.
You passed the test. Congratulations, sir. The Fever in Indiana are hosting the Mystics tonight. The show will be at Care First Arena on Thursday ahead of the Mystics and Liberty game. Anthony's going to make his way over after because he's going to sit in this chair that he's in right now, but he's going to come over after for the game. So if you want to find Anthony and say hi, you still can. You just got to be there for the game. And, well, you got to be there to the game and say hi to me, too. You don't just let people in and be like, guy wants to go say hi to the radio show. No. You got to buy a ticket and see some good basketball. Hopefully, Sticks can make some layups. We'll talk about the Mystics and Fever, though, coming up in 10 minutes. Not right now. That was the point of me mentioning that. And then I got sidetracked. Here's what I want to talk about right now, Anthony. Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau today. All right. And I think most people, like, there's a lot of people in the NBA world that are like, I can't believe this happened. And it's like, thanks for paying attention. And the more I've read about it, the more I've listened to people in the know and kind of read some stuff from up in New York, the less surprised I am. And the more I think it actually might be the right decision. However, I also understand the people in the NBA who are like, what are you doing? This guy just had the best season you've had in 25 years, and he has progressed, right? You know, Indiana last year didn't fire Rick Carlisle because they lost in the conference finals. They brought him back, and lo and behold, here they are. People see the fever. Now I got the fever. Wrong Indiana team. Eventually, the Fever will be in the right place. The Pacers were an ascending team, right? And everyone's like, I got it. Okay. And plus, Carlisle's thought to be one of the best in the league. Right? But they run it back, and just running it back and getting more experience and letting Tyrese Halliburton experience some different things and Siakam in the role that he's in, guys like Nembhard, Nesmith, et cetera, Turner, like they're better this year. They also don't have to face Boston, and voila, they're in the NBA Finals. And I think most people look at them as a deserving team because they've been one of the best four or five teams in the league since the calendar turned to 2025, certainly post All-Star break. Great. And it just reminds me how freaking hard it is to win in this league. Like, that's the thing I can't stop thinking about. And I'm not trying to, like, pigeonhole this or, like, shoehorn to make this, like, a local Wizards thing. But, like, it also, from what they're doing, oh, my God, it's so hard to get right. Like, you can do so many things right in the process. No one would say that Tom Thibodeau isn't a really good coach. No one would say that the Knicks don't have a really, really good roster. And yet, they're far enough away, having just been two games shy of the NBA Finals. They're like, we got to make a major change. Like, it's just, in many ways, and I'm trying to, like, decide if this is confirmation bias and me trying to feel smart about myself, but it confirms the thing that I've talked about so often over the last couple of years with the Wizards rebuild, or even just non-Wizards related at all in these playoffs, of there are a bunch of teams that are really, really good basketball teams that have little to no shot of winning an NBA title. Because, for instance, the Knicks are such a great example of this. Against 28 teams in the league, the Knicks are better. And one of the reasons they can be better is 28 teams have somewhere for them to hide Karl-Anthony Towns as a defender. They have a guy who is maybe just a spot up shooter, and Towns can just float out with him and be like, okay, fine, I'll whatever. Or even better, is like a non-offensive player, someone that as long as Cat doesn't allow a million backdoor cuts, is fine. They're not really that much of a threat as a shooter, so he can kind of pop into the lane and be a help defender, block a couple shots, be there in rebounding position. But he's not going to be, like, that player is never going to be involved in pick and rolls. Towns is never going to have to do anything complicated. He's never going to have to think on defense. Just don't fall asleep and then go rebound. Against a team like Indiana, that player doesn't exist. Nembhard, Nesmith, Halliburton, Turner, Siakam. There's your starting five. Guys like Shepherd coming off the bench who handle the basketball. Thomas Bryant, shooter, coming off the bench. They don't have guys that you can just hide on. And if you eliminate that, it completely changes the complexion of a playoff series. It's why, if you want to try to make an argument for Indiana in the series against Oklahoma City, guys like Chet Holmgren, Chet's a much, much better defender than Cat, but he is a roamer shot blocker type. And SGA, while he has had great steal numbers, is not the world's greatest defender, certainly not on the level of his teammates, Alex Caruso, Lou Dort, etc., who are some of the very best in the league. So, like, where does SGA hide? If Holmgren can't be a rim protector who's floating against a non-offensive big because he's got to go babysit Miles Turner or Thomas Bryant in the corner or out at the top of the key, and he's involved in pick-and-roll actions, does the Oklahoma City defense that's been historically great fall apart? I don't think it will. I'm picking Oklahoma City in the series. But, like, those are the margins. And I think that's the thing that's so hard to keep in mind during an NBA season is most nights, most teams play a different caliber and a different brand of basketball than you will see at the very end of the NBA playoffs. But if you can't play that brand, the end of the NBA playoff brands, it doesn't matter how many games you win during the regular season. It doesn't matter how easy your playoff run is until you get there. You will die before the final stage, before the final level in the video game, if you will. There's just no hiding it. And that's why winning in this league is so hard, and why I think building a winner, a true champion in the NBA, is harder than in any other league, in any other sport.
I agree with 1,000% of what you just said. I still feel as though Tibbs should have been given one more year. And I think DA pointed it out earlier. I think what he talked about, you know, the continuity that the Pacers and Thunder have with one another. Like, they've been allowed, and even you just mentioned, you know, they brought Rick Carlisle back, you know, to experiment with this group one more time. And guess what? That experiment, you know, or that chance paid off for them. And now they're in the NBA finals. So I think with this group that they have and the fact that Tibbs finally was finding something with his bench, you know, because he wasn't trusting with them. And I think that's something, you know, we talked about earlier today in our pre-show meeting, where you experiment those kinds of things during the regular season. He didn't have this full roster throughout the entire season. He did have some of those guys, but not everybody that he had towards the end of the season. So I just think he should have been given one more chance, you know, running back and, you know, try to find something with this group. But if they find somebody that's going to be able to get the most out of all of those guys in year one, so be it. But I know it's championship or bust after this move.
Yeah, it's got to be. All right, when we get back, Mystics, again, they are at Son of a Gun. I'm going to get it right eventually. The Mystics tonight are playing in Indiana before they host the Liberty on Thursday. The game will be at 7 o'clock. Megan McPeak and Christy Winter Scott will be on the call, and they know which teams will be playing. But we'll preview, because I know which teams will also be playing, next here on the Team 980. Tonight, 7 o'clock in Indiana. Indianapolis, Indiana. Gainbridge Fieldhouse, to be exact. Home, of course, of the Eastern Conference champion Indiana Pacers. And the Indiana Fever. The Washington Mystics will take the floor to take on a struggling Indiana Fever team, Anthony. Again, the game is here on the Team 980, our preview right now before real things, and then handing things off to Christy and Megan. This Indiana team, Anthony, I thought was going to be one of the best in the W. I still think they will probably wind up being one of the best in the W. But right now, they are 2-4, which is puts them a half game behind the Mystics at 3-4. They are the eighth in the league. Again, it's a 13-team league this year with the addition of Golden State. There will be two more teams coming in the next couple of years as well. But Indiana, 2-4 so far on the season. Thanks in large. It's kind of funny, by the way. They're 2-4, yet still have a plus 4.8 point differential on average because they won their two wins by such significant margins.
Mm.
And they have lost a couple of close games. And, you know, they won 93-58 against Chicago to open the year. They lost by one to Atlanta. They have a 5-point win against Atlanta, then a 2-point loss, a 6-point loss to the Mystics last week, and then a 2-point loss to Connecticut over the weekend. So struggling is relative, but they certainly are not the same, as you would imagine, without Caitlin Clark. It's an MVP caliber player that they are missing, the centerpiece of their entire offensive system. And to boot, Anthony, they are also now without Sidney Colson, who is the backup for Clark, who got hurt 9 minutes into the game against Connecticut over the weekend, and Sophie Cunningham. They signed multiple players on hardship contracts. So where I land on this for the Mystics is, this is a big opportunity. You know, this is a Mystics team that is absolutely going to be fighting for the playoffs. Again, it's only a 13-team league, and eight teams make the playoffs. It's not that hard to make the playoffs. And there, well, of course, from a team-building standpoint, you know, higher pick, whatever, the Mystics have Chicago's pick. Chicago is 2-4 on the year and has looked like one of the worst teams in the league. In fact, they have the second worst point differential in the entire league, losing by an average of over 10 points per game. So they have Chicago's pick because of the Ariel Atkins trade, which has already, by the way, netted them Sonia Citron, who, along with Paige Beckers, is currently the favorite for Rookie of the Year. So, Anthony, this is a monster opportunity for this Mystics team to face a good Indiana team that still has a lot of talent despite all of the injuries and is looking to bounce back after what was a very frustrating game against New York over the weekend where they missed 1,052 layups.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, Chris. I don't like playing teams that has like all these players that they sign, you know, off the street. I saw that the Fever signed Aaron McDonald. She's the player from Arizona. I remember her from the NCAA tournament. So I know she can score. But teams like this sort of kind of scare me because, again, they don't have a lot to, like, lose necessarily. Like, they know they're shorthanded. We're still going to get Aaliyah Boston. We're still going to get some of their better players. DeWanna Bonner, who probably will step up. And when she's been given the opportunity, she has stepped up for them this season. But, like, they still have talented players over there. So, this isn't a game where I'm, you know, overlooking the talent that they have over there, even if they are depleted with injuries. So, I'm expecting, you know, the Mystics to go out there and do what they do. Again, we're still trying to build the continuity because, again, we're finally, like, healthy. So, once, you know, Coach Johnson has, I guess, a feel of, like, you know, who can play with who and things of that nature, things will start to build. So, I think this can be a game you build on and see what lineups work best with one another.
Yeah, I'm curious if they'll start tweaking some of the lineups. They've now been healthy for a couple of games. Players are starting to get their minutes loads back. Do we see a Shakira Austin in the starting lineup? Do we see an Aaliyah Edwards in the starting lineup? We have not yet, although it should be coming any minute now, have the starting lineups for tonight. But they've been starting, obviously, Kiki Ariofin and Stephanie Dolson. But I think in some ways, like, it is as simple as just, like, they're creating good shots. They're playing at a good pace. They're doing a lot of stuff that they want. They got to convert. Like, you have to execute. And in the game against New York the other night, shots inside 5 feet, Anthony. Shots inside 5 feet. Kiki Ariofin, 4 of 9. Slim was 3 of 5, so she was fine. Shakira Austin, 0 of 4. Aliyah Edwards, 0 of 3. So that is, for two of your best players, you're looking at 0 of 7 inside 5 feet. In a game you lost by like 18 points, I want to say.
It was closer, though.
It was close until at the very end, it very much wasn't.
Yeah.
So they've got to find ways. And if you extend that out to, you know, inside 10 feet, add another 4 misses for Iria Finn, add 5 misses in for Sykes. Citron missed 3 in that 5 to 9 range as well. So some of these floaters and things, or some of your face-up jumpers, like shots inside 10 feet, if you're going to take them, you got to hit them. Like, those are inefficient shots if you're not making them, obviously. No shot's efficient if you're making it. But, like, you're trying to get layups. You're trying to get threes. And if you're going to take something in between, it's because it's such a good value. You're so open. You're so in rhythm. It's such a good quality shot that it's worth taking. Like, that's analytics basketball broken down in its oversimplified, most simplistic form. And the Mystics just absolutely could not get shots. Now, part of that is New York is the best team in the league by a mile. Statistically, so far this year, they're winning on an average of 20 points per game. Like, they're killing everybody. Now, day in, day out, are the Lynx better? That's a separate conversation and what Minnesota's doing. But it does really come down to, okay, if we say, you know, Kiki was 44%, Shakira and Aliyah 0% on those types of shots, if I widen the window out here to get the entire season shooting numbers as opposed to just that one game, Aliyah's only shooting 30% from inside 5 feet. Shakira only shooting 43% from inside 5 feet. So they've got to continue to grow in that area. Kiki is shooting 62%. So you could see how off she was on that particular day. So hopefully these are things that are going to get fixed, you know, or just happen. You know, New York's long, Jonquel Jones, Stewie in there. You know, doing what they do. So hopefully these are things that are just temporary issues. And coming up in about 18 minutes tonight, we will get more in terms of production from those bigs. And Mystics will be back to scoring 90 and hopefully find themselves back in the win column and preparing for a really tough matchup with the aforementioned New York Liberty on Thursday. When we get back, first we'll have a look at what's trending. And then when we get back, real things, real people said in real microphones to wrap up this here edition of the Hoffman Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offman Show. Wrap it up here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're on YouTube too at the Team 980. Heck of a show today. David Aldridge on at 5 o'clock. He was fantastic on the Knicks stuff, on the finals, and had some heartfelt words about the end of Turner's run with the NBA on TNT, of which David was a part of for 14 years. We also had TJ Oshie on the show today, new film coach, coming out about the relationship between him and his dad. The film's directors joined in on the interview as well. All that will be up on our YouTube page at the Team 980. And, of course, in the podcast feed. In fact, all of that was just hour two, which Anthony is up in the feed right now. If people search The Hoffman Show in their favorite podcast app.
You know it is.
Hey. All right. Tomorrow on the show. What do we got? We got pick six and a recap of Commander's OTAs. I'll pick a beat reporter. We're going to play Duck, Duck, Goose, and the loser has to come on the show. What's the funniest way we could pick who had to come on the show from the beat tomorrow to talk about OTAs? Like, we could do a running race, but that's not very original. Duck, Duck, Goose would be pretty funny.
I'm thinking really hard. I was really thinking about a trick question.
Like a mind bender.
Yeah.
And they have to answer. They have to answer a question, and whoever gets it wrong has to come on the show. Actually, I'd want whoever gets it right has to come on the show.
Yeah.
What the most dangerous thing would be? Red Rover, Red Rover. You just send whoever right over, and someone's just getting clotheslined. That'd be pretty funny.
That would be a little scary.
Yeah, that would probably end poorly. Probably not be good. So if you have any other suggestions, or you just want to tell us who you want to hear from tomorrow on the show, send us a note, Instagram, Hoffman.sports, et cetera, et cetera. All right, it is now time to wrap up this show with Real Things Real People Said into real microphones.
Real things.
We're not going to be so this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
All right. Let's start off with... I love the behind-the-scenes stuff when we get mic'd up content and the stuff that comes out, say, after the NFL draft. We apparently almost had a trade between the Rams and the Carolina Panthers. Rams trying to go up from 26 to 8. Not sure who they were after, but their GM, the Panthers GM, actually was kind of not in favor of making the trade, and they ultimately didn't, because they really wanted Tet McMillan, who they ultimately took. But it was a tense few minutes on the clock, as captured in this behind-the-scenes footage the Panthers put out on YouTube.
Some trade discussions going on at the time, but I was kind of hoping that the trade would fall through because I really wanted to take T-Mac.
O-line or tight end at 7, so our guy's going to be able to...
Let's just hold off and see if the Rams call.
Yeah.
I'm wired, and you guys can see it on the blueprint video. Like, I want to trade up, I want to trade
this
down.
This is
like,
the Panthers assistant general manager talking about he just wants some action.
To trade our pick. We had action.
It's kind of big for us. No pressure, though. It's fine. I'm fine.
So... the Rams wanted to come up, and when you're coming up from that far, or you're moving that far back, the compensation becomes a lot trickier.
Run the clock.
Yeah.
Do you know what you
want
to
do? Mm-hmm. I did.
No, so at this point, the Rams had offered one trade. The Rams and Panthers said, like, hey, this is what it will take to get done on the Panthers side of it. And then the Rams call back with a different trade.
So it's
we're on the clock, and the Rams are asking, hey, do you guys want to do this trade?
All right, let me call that guy.
What did they say on their side?
We had a little bit of trade stuff going on that we were kind of working through. You know, they would have had to give us the moon for us to trade out of that spot.
It's still not the same deal we talked about. Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was no different than free agency or even doing an extension. Like, I'm just following a script and a plan.
I love that there's Dan Morgan, their GM, who's a former NFL linebacker, and then the assistant GM is like, I'm a nerd. Did the spreadsheet work? Because that's how good front offices work.
Yeah.
Okay. Either they do it or we're just going to call it.
Okay. We will do the thing that Dan had proposed. Okay, cool. All right, they're talking about...
Like, I could feel my heart pounding. Eric leaned over to me, and he was like, this is like a multi-million dollar decision for us. I'm like, okay, great. Thank you.
There's 2 minutes left. You know, I remember looking up at the clock. When he didn't get picked at 7, and he was there, like, it was like, boom.
We already knew what we were going to do. It was just a question of, was it going to happen?
Hey. Okay. Cool. All right, bye. They're out.
All right. See you, Matt.
Let's go. And the room erupts because they just what? I feel like they should have taken T-Mac. They should have just gone Tap McMillan in the first place.
I mean, what if they give you an offer you can't refuse?
I guess that's what they were holding out for.
Yeah.
Here's my question: who are the Rams coming up for? Do you think they wanted T-Mac?
Nah, they got Devontae and Puka.
That's what I think. I think the guy they wanted was Loveland.
Tight end.
Yeah, who went 10 to the Bears?
Yeah.
Because looking down, I mean, they ultimately took, well, they ultimately traded out after Dart went at 25, and then they traded with Atlanta for Pierce at 26.
Where did the other tight end go?
Tyler Warren went 14 to
Colts. To the Colts. Yeah, I'm tripping.
As you sit there in your Zaire Franklin Pro Bowl games, Indianapolis Colts shirt. Really excellent work out of you. Here... I wonder if they wanted either Loveland, or do you think after Cam goes one, the Saints are on the clock at 9 potentially as QB, do you think they wanted Dart? And they were going to take Dart at 8?
No, no way. No chance. You could have traded. There were teams in the teens.
But they didn't know that at the time. They didn't know that. They didn't know if the Saints were just going to take Dart at 9.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I got you.
Right? And then they trade out of the first round after Dart goes 25. Clearly, the Giants thought that the Rams wanted Dart. So, I don't know. We'll see. All right, that's our show. We will see you tomorrow with a full recap of Commanders OTAs here on The Hoffman Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.